Our guest at the cafe this morning is Hunt County Master Gardener Byron Chitwood. Good morning.
Good morning, John. It's cool out there this morning.
Isn't that nice?
It's nice.
Isn't that pleasant? It's a nice change. You definitely, we now are starting to feel a change in the weather, and that's good for gardening.
And we had a good rain to go along with it yesterday.
So you're a happy man.
I'm happy. Couldn't be happier.
With Byron, we mostly talk about gardening of vegetables and so on. And so onions right now, prime time for planting onions.
For planting onions, if you plant from seeds, and they go through the winter and then produce in next spring.
I would think that most people, when planting onions, would plant the little small.
Yeah, they're called sets for some reason.
Sets.
Yeah. And generally, that's what you plant, but they're rather hard to get this time of the year. And occasionally, you can find them and you can plant them, and they just grow and grow as a scallion until they go through the winter, and then next spring, they'll eventually bulb out. But you plant them, you would be planting them right now to eat them, other than if you planted with seeds.
Mm-hmm. I see. And the seeds are easy to come by?
Yeah, you can buy onion seeds and start with fresh seeds because they don't have a very long shelf life.
Is that right? Okay, good to know. Good to know. Well, let's talk about the planting. They need quite a bit of sunlight.
They need as much as they can get, and just like any other plant you grow in the garden, they need sunlight and a well-drained soil and fairly rich.
Mm-hmm. So do you want to fertilize?
Use well-balanced fertilizer on onions.
So there are different varieties, different colors, and the ones I think most of us think of is the white onion, but there's
a white onion and then the yellow onion, and the yellow is really brown on the outside.
Right, correct.
And the red onion.
We're talking with Byron Chitwood, Hunt County Master Gardener. So obviously a place out in the open where they get a lot of sunshine. So if you plant now in October, about when will they be ready to harvest, and how will you know when they're ready to harvest?
You plant them now as seeds or as green onions, the sets as I call them.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll start... they'll grow through the winter, and somewhere around June, the tops will begin to fall over, and they're ready to pull when the tops fall over.
That's a long growing period, isn't it?
They grow for, it takes about a year for them to mature.
Wow.
Almost, yeah.
But into the summer, early part of the summer is when you would take them out. And you store them, they have to be stored in a certain...
You dry them out real good and then store them in a well-ventilated, dry shed. And some onions have a longer shelf life than others. I've found that the brown or yellow onion keeps a lot longer than the white ones.
I see. And what's the best variety or the best growing and most dependable variety around here?
The Y1015, which was developed by A&M, incidentally, and they've done most of the development work on milder onions. They grow them everywhere else and call them Vidalia onions and Walla Walla onions, but they probably had their origins at Texas A&M at College Station.
And that's a white or a yellow?
It's a brown or yellow.
Okay,
yes.
Got it. All right. And now also, this is a good time for planting garlic?
This is a great time for planting garlic. And, you just get some garlic, the bulbs, and break them apart into cloves. And there's usually 10 to 15 cloves per bud. And plant those with the root side down and the sharp side up. They'll grow either way, but I mean they have to turn around and come up. So, but and you don't plant them too deep, just maybe an inch below the surface of the ground.
But you can plant garlic up until March.
Yes. So, yeah.
You had a suggestion for a project for kids having to do with garlic.
Yes. get some flower pots with a hole in the bottom and fill them with loose soil, and buy some garlic and break those up into the individual cloves. Let the kids plant them. They usually come up real quick, you know, and they can watch them grow and actually have their own garlic garden, you might say.
And those will grow outside?
Yeah, keep them in the window, you know.
But it could be in the window.
North window.
And then we're almost out of time, but it's a good time for planting turnip and collard greens, too,
yes.
Huh?
Yeah, this is the time to plant those. You could even plant them a little bit earlier, but they've still got time to make a crop. And they can, collards and turnips can, stand a little bit of frost, you know, as long as it's not a real killing frost. Mustard greens, usually the first frost gets them. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so turnip and collard greens are best right now. Okay. Byron, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thank you for inviting me.
Byron Chitwood, Hunt County Master Gardener. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.